track record with packing, I probably shouldn't ask you this. But when you fly, what was that laugh?
That was my weird laugh.
Okay, when you fly, do you check luggage or are you one of those straight carry-on people?
I'm a straight carry-on guy because I forget half of the stuff I'm supposed to pack. So that's why it's so easy for me to just grab a duffel bag and be like, I'm ready to go for a week.
I don't have deodorant or a toothbrush.
Who needs pants?
Okay, so I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going to go to Portland for a few days. And when I land on Monday, Carter has a baseball game. And I'm trying to get to the baseball game as quick as I can because I land and the game starts. And so I was talking about it with Art, and he's like, just take a carry-on then. That way you don't have to wait for your luggage.
Bingo.
And I was like, yeah, I can't do that.
With the way you pack and your thought process, I mean, you've told me before, you know, if you say you're going to, I mean, you've got a lot of stuff planned.
For
this trip.
Yeah.
One of which I think you're going to a show and you're doing some other things. So you can't just pack one outfit for it. You need an array of outfits because, like you told me, you said, I might try something on at home. Fits, looks great. 2 days later when I'm supposed to wear it, you're ready to burn it.
I need options.
Yeah.
And then not to mention each outfit needs a shoe.
I was just going to say that. You might like shoes. Kelly wears one high heel when she goes to a concert. You might like the shoes with that outfit now, but again, in a couple days you change. So I think we need to just work on you, Kel. Okay. You just need you need to just pick the outfit and just stick with it, okay? If you look good in it on Thursday, you'll look fine in it on Saturday.
Chances are that will not happen. Anybody that travels, do you have some tips for being a carry-on only traveler? Or when you travel, like, what is your go-to? Like, I always check a bag. It doesn't matter if it's a short trip or a big trip. Like, if I'm gone, I need to overpack.
And I need to just get off the plane and get out of the airport, and that's why I don't check a bag.
What about the rest of your family?
Call your Uber. Let me know when you get to the hotel.
Meet you there. Where do you land on this? Give us a call at 888-431-3764. That's how I pack. Every little thing I have to take with me. I'm an overpacker, and since I'm going to be leaving for the weekend and I'm traveling actually on an airplane, I wanted to see if this was a good opportunity to be a carry-on only traveler. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, the way your schedule is going to work out, you have to get off the plane and then you got to book it to Carter's game, right?
Right.
So we're trying to help you out here and tell you, you know, you really just need to pack the essentials. You could just forget a handful of items.
That's you.
That's me.
I'm not going to have Heather with us to make sure. Hey, do you have a loofah? Do you have tweezers?
Needed everything Stagecoach weekend. Got a lot of people chiming in, trying to help you out here. On Facebook, Jennifer said, bring a carry-on if at all possible. You don't have to pay for a baggage fee. Plus, I've had my stuff stolen before, so I don't feel comfortable checking a bag.
Oh, that's scary.
I feel like there's people that do that, right? Like when the luggage comes out on the carousel, they might take your bag.
Oh,
is that a thing?
I just got like a pretty new luggage too. It's like black and has flowers on it.
Keep an eye on it, girl.
I'm going to know. I'm like, that's mine. Nobody else has that one. Scott and Upland, do you have some advice for me?
Okay. So your particular situation sounds like an opportunity. You just got to tell your husband, hey, okay, I'm going to take a carry-on. And then you buy all the clothes that you want for the events you're going to there and buy some new luggage. And then you take the luggage back.
This man's a genius.
You are. That sounds like total girl advice, Scott. I love it.
Yeah. Time. Tons of fun.
If it would have been opposite, that would have worked. But my problem is coming home. I got to book it, so I would still have to wait for the luggage. So that one might not work, although I love it.
He's got a good train of thought.
Yeah, I might still go shopping anyways. 562 has some advice. Says, I'm just like you, Kelly. I tend to overpack for trips. So what I do, because shoes take up so much space, wear whatever your bulkier shoes are when you are going to the airport. I don't know how that's going to work. I'm walking around the airport at 6 a.m. in giant stilettos.
You're gonna knock your head on the metal detector you got to walk through.
What kind of convention are you going to? You don't want to know, okay? Do you have any advice when it comes to traveling, sticking to just a carry-on?
It's tough to do, but Kelly needs some tips. You can chime in, 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I'm having some packing problems, getting ready to leave for Portland tomorrow, and I'm going to be gone a few days. So not like I need a ton of stuff, but I kind of do need a ton of stuff. The problem lies when I land on Monday, I land right when Carter's playoff game happens.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get to the baseball field as quick as possible. So I'm actually thinking I might do only a carry-on versus checking my suitcase.
But this is tough for you.
I've never done it.
This would be a big hurdle.
It will.
You are in, I guess you could say, an overpacker.
100%.
Prepared packer.
Yes, I like that term better.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out nice ways to say it. But yeah, we want you to scale down and just take the carry-on so you can make it to your son's game. And everybody's been chiming in this morning with ways to help. There's been a lot of text messages about packing cubes, which I don't know what those are.
They're literally like almost suitcase dividers. Like it's a cube and it tells you like sweaters and you put all your sweaters in there and you zip it up and it keeps your suitcase organized, but I don't know how it would downscale for me.
I was going to say, does it eliminate space? Because in my mind, you're now adding, I guess they're not
huge, but I don't know if that's going to help me to downsize what I'm bringing.
Do you have those?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. Shout out to Deneen. She bought me some. Nancy and Marietta weighed in and said, I would layer the clothes you're wearing on the plane. And then once you get on the plane, just take them all off and put them in your backpack. Are you Joey from Friends?
I'm wearing everything you got.
Lady, we're going to have a problem. Donna, do you have any advice when it comes to packing carry-on versus your actual checked luggage?
My girlfriend, she always just takes a carry-on. Me, I'm like you. In fact, if I can drive, I will because I actually put all my shoes in the trunk. Because I don't know what I'm going to want to wear. And I want to make sure I have it. But she always takes a carry-on. And if you take your clothes and don't fold them, you lay them flat and just stack them and then put them in your carry-on and then put the stuff around it.
Packing always seems like a game of Tetris, trying to find the right way to get everything to fit. Angela and Emmett, do you have any advice for carry-on versus actually checking luggage?
So Anthony had the right idea. So make yourself a homemade vacuum sealer. Have you ever seen those? You can pack as many outfits as you want, vacuum seal it, and then stick it in your carry-on. It saves space, and you can pack more outfits.
But what about coming home? How do I vacuum seal it? I have to pack the vacuum sealer.
All you do is you just get a vacuum. A vacuum with a hose extender. I'm sure, you know, most hotels have them.
So we just call the hotel and say, can you bring up your finest Dyson? We'll suck the clothes.
You just stick it back in the bag, and you take the vacuum, and you suck out all the air.
Or, Kel, just bring a straw. Just put that in the bag and just start sucking the air out.
No, that's what she's got you for, Anthony.